Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
It's another very busy weekend of horse racing, and here's where we say hello to Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland, who will look ahead to this weekend's racing action. Hello to you, Martin.
Hello to you, Barry. How are you keeping?
Yeah, very well. Looking forward to another great weekend of racing action here and, of course, across the pond. But we'll start with things here on Irish soil, and tomorrow we've got a very good card down for Decision at Leopardstown.
Yes, it's the seventh year now, would you believe, of the Irish Champions Weekend, and what a weekend we have of racing, there's no question about that. Leopardstown tomorrow, featuring, of course, the Irish Champion Stakes and the Matron Stakes, both Group 1 races. And then on Sunday, we have four Group 1 races, headed by the Comer Group International Irish St. Ledger at the Curra. Eight races both days, some tremendous racing, some really, really good horses, some top-class jockeys, obviously, as well, because there was a rule there lifted last week that if any of the English or French jockeys want to come over and ride in the Group 1, they can do so. And I suppose the best place to start is the feature race, I suppose, Barry, the 410, the Irish Champion Stakes. And we have the actual highest rated horse in the world at the moment, a horse called Gaia, trained by Charlie Appleby and the mounted William Buick. He's going to start a 31 favourite here. He's won his last three races in quite brilliant style, it has to be said. He was a good winner of the Chudmonte International at York, where he beat Magical by 3.5 lengths on that occasion. That was very, very impressive. Before that, of course, he beat the Mighty Enable in the Curragh Cliff Stakes at Sandown, and he started off the year by winning the Coronation Cup, which is actually run this year at Newmarket. It's very hard to fault him, there's no question about that. The Minelock horse suits it very well. He's a very straightforward horse, and that he makes all the running almost all the time. There's no such thing as pacemakers around there. He has to be held up. He just burns them off from the front. And this long straight at Leopardstown would certainly suit him, especially down the back straight. I think it's going to take all the beating. Aidan O'Brien, of course, has won this race eight times over the years. And Magical, of course, was a great winner last year. Now, she takes up the challenge again, but certainly on York form, she'd have it all to do to try and beat Gaet. 3.5 lengths is a lot to make up. I think she'll run well, but I just don't think she's quite good enough for Gaet. In saying that, though, Japan is probably Aidan O'Brien's biggest challenger here, ridden by Ryan Moore. This one was a very good winner of the Chudmonte Stakes last year, and actually ran a fine race from Tor to Gaet in the Coral Eclipse, just behind the Enable and Gaet on that occasion. He was beaten by 2.5 lengths overall. So I suppose on that type of form, he's got a big chance. He was disappointing last time behind the Enable in the King George, but I would forget about that run. He just didn't seem to be right on that occasion. Finished a distant last of the three runners, and I just think that maybe, you know, he'll run a lot better tomorrow, but I still think Gaet is good enough to win. Colin Keane has a good mount here for the French raider, Sathas. He was a third in last year's Pays de l'Arc, and of course was last year's French Derby winner as well, so he's certainly no back number and should go well around 7 or 8 to 1. There's only 6 in it. I think Gaet will win. No prize for originality, but I just think he's a very, very good horse. It should be a very good race, though, and is a centrepiece of an excellent car tomorrow.
Yeah, and before we move on to Sunday's action, anything else of interest, Martin?
Well, the Matron Stakes certainly is a very, very good race, and this one certainly will be, should be kept at home anyway. 11 runners here, Peaceful and Fancy Blue. They're the big two here. Peaceful, trained by Aidan O'Brien. She actually beat Fancy Blue by 2 lengths in the Irish 1000 Guineas in early June. Now, Fancy Blue then gained her revenge over Peaceful in the French Oaks, winning by a head and a head in a very tight finish. Now, then she went on, of course, and won the Nassau Stakes at Goodwood. She's a very good mare, this Fancy Blue, and it's just a little bit of a surprise. I thought maybe they might go for the Irish Champion Stakes over Minelock Quarter. Slightly surprised when she's stepping back to a mile. I think she could be just vulnerable to beat Peaceful over a mile tomorrow. I just think Peaceful might have the legs. But Ryan Moore has chosen to ride Fancy Blue, which is probably a bit of a surprise in itself. There won't be much between them, but I just prefer Peaceful on this occasion. There are other excellent races, of course, on the card. The one horse I would really be interested in, there's a lot of English raiders, actually, the Boomerang Mile, a horse called Century Dream for Simon Crisford. I think it's a great chance there in that 4:45 event. Very good winner of Goodwood last time. It was a very impressive winner, won by 4 lengths, and should be good enough to win again here. Lancaster House and Vatican City will be the two big O'Brien ones here, but I think they'll be struggling to beat the likes of Century Dream. Well, another race then, the 5:15, the Kilternan Stakes. I think Patrick Satchfield has a very, very good chance for Joseph Bryan here, a much improved performer, winner of a couple of handicaps early on the season. He actually finished third in the Group 1 in Germany in late July last time, and he just might be good enough to beat Tiger Mott, the likely favourite. This is trained by Aidan O'Brien here. He was second in the Irish Derby a couple of weeks ago, hasn't actually ran since then. He's very likely raced, and he will start favourite, but I just think Patrick Sarsfield might be good enough to beat him in what is a very interesting race indeed. So a lot to look forward to Leopardstown tomorrow. Really, really good card.
Yeah, that's for sure, and the same can be said about Sunday's meeting. It's day two at the Curragh.
Yes, indeed. And I suppose the feature rent here definitely is the Irish St. Ledger, a race won 8 times by trainer Dermot Wild, and he goes for his record equaling 9th win tomorrow with a horse called Search for a Song. Now, this one was the winner of the race last year. It was a very famous day last year with the Pat Smullen Cancer Trials charity race day, and I think it was a really, really good crowd on that occasion. Chris Hayes rode a Search for a Song, made every yard of running to win. Now, she hasn't been in the same form at all this year, but this is the first time she's stepping back up to a mile and six, which I think she really needs. I think Connection tried to run her over a mile and a quarter, maybe a mile and a half earlier on the season. Things just didn't work out. She did show some promise last time and finishing third over a mile and a quarter. I think stepping back up to a mile and six gives her a big chance here. But the big English one here is a horse called Fujiara Prince, trained by Roger Varian. Now, he's a very impressive winner of the Tote Ebor Handicap at Haydock last time out. Before that, was a good winner at Royal Ascot, so he's very lightly raced. He's a very much improved performer. I can see why he's favourite here. Andrea Azzini comes over to ride this one. The pick of the home team probably will be Sovereign, I suppose, for Aidan O'Brien. Has a very good chance. Second to Enable last year, of course. Last year's runaway winner of the Irish Derby. Didn't actually, only ran twice this season and finished third at the Curragh on his first run. Twilight Payment, another one for Joseph O'Brien. Much improved performer this year. Comes here after winning his last two races in impressive fashion. In saying that, he only finished seventh last year, behind Search for a Song. I just think maybe Search for a Song could be a bit of value here, Barry, because I just think she's a forgotten horse. Her form this year, I'd say, is nowhere near what it was last year, but I think stepping back up to a mile and six will really help her. And at 7 or 8 to 1 here, I think she's got a rock solid each way chance in what is a very open contest.
Great stuff, Martin. And finally on Sunday, it's a super Sunday of racing. Anything else worth noting?
Well, we've three other great group ones, and we'd love to see Make a Challenge win the Flying Five Stakes for Dennis Hogan. It's a real core specialist, this horse. Now, he actually hasn't won but above listed level, and he's taken on some very, very fast and very, very useful English raiders here. Ali was a good winner for Simon Crisford over course and distance, where he actually beat Make a Challenge in July, and he must have a very big chance. He slightly disappointing last time, only fourth to Batash at York, but Batash is a very, very good horse in his own right. And the one that was second at that occasion is a filly called Qui Amoro, and she was trained by Michael Dodds. She was a big price that time, but she gave Batash a real fright. I just think she's got so much speed early on, I think she could have the likes to Make a Challenge in a bit of butter. We need a bit of rain for Make a Challenge. The soft ground about his chance, it has been drying out here all the week, and I just think maybe the Q Amoro could be the one to beat there. The 2 2-year races are really top class. Of course, last year the Meidler Sub-Stakes was won by the brilliant filly Love, who of course has won 3 times at Group 1 level this season. She's actually favoured for the Arc as I speak, and this should be a really, really good race again. I think the one to beat is Pretty Gorgeous for Joseph O'Brien. Very impressive winner at the Curragh last time over course and distance. Won the Debutant Stakes very well. Beat a horse, a filly called Shale, on that occasion. She reopposes. Of course, that one is trained by Donica O'Brien. And I think these are two very good fillies. But I do think Pretty Gorgeous has the edge. The National Stakes is another really cracking race here, Barry. And English trainer Charlie Appleby is trying to win this race for the third year in a row. Of course, you all remember Pino Tubo winning by 9 lengths last year in this race. Before that was a horse called Quarto, who unfortunately had to be retired then due to an injury. So he saddled a very good horse here in the horse of, in the shape of Master of the Seas. He's won his 2 races in Newmarket in very good style, including a Group 2 race last time. But the big Aidan O'Brien horse here is called Battleground. He's actually a son of the brilliant mare Found, who of course won the Arc in 2016 and was second Irish Champion Stakes that year as well. Battleground has won at Royal Ascot and at Goodwood in recent months. They're the real big two in it. But of course, you can't forget the likes of Lucky Vega for Jessica Harrington, Group 1 winner already, won the Phoenix Stakes over 6 furlongs. Another horse there called Laws of Indices for Ken Condon finished 4th on that occasion, but should also run well. Another really cracking high class contest here. I do like this Battleground, though. I think he's a very, very smart horse. He just gets the verdict to win this National Stakes for Aidan O'Brien. As I say, in the 4th Group 1 on the day. Best bet of the day, hard as hell. I do like the chances, though, in the Blandford Stakes. I do like the chance of one voice for Jessica Harrington. The mount of William Buick has run some very good races all season, and I think she's going to take all the beating in that second race, the 2:35, the Blandford Stakes.
Keep an eye on that one. So, Martin, it's one of the biggest weekends. We're certainly looking forward to it. Always stands out on the racing calendar for the year. And of course, across the pond in Doncaster tomorrow, we'll have the English version of the St. Ledger. A couple of Irish challengers in that race, and it's always a fascinating contest.
It is indeed, and a big non-Irish actually announced this morning called English King, of course. trained by Ed Bork, is actually going to run in France on Sunday instead. Now, it's a very interesting contest. This Pile Driver is the joint favourite with Aidan O'Brien Santiago. Of course, Santiago was the winner of the Irish Derby this year, and then he went on to finish a good tour to Stradivarius in the Goodwood Cup. That distance of 2 miles might have just stressed him because he's only a 3-year-old. He's got an excellent chance here, and Aidan O'Brien is quick to snap up the services of Frankie Dettori to ride the Santiago. Frankie has a good record in the ledger and certainly will command plenty of respect tomorrow. Horse called Hookham, trained by Owen Burrows, was a good winner last time at the Geoffrey Freer Stakes in Newbury. He's a very, very much improved horse and must have a good chance. While Joseph Bryan, of course, saddled horse called Galileo Chrome. Now, he's a much improved horse this season. He's won his last two races very well, but they haven't been in group company, so he's certainly taken a bit of a step up and trip. Of course, a bit of a shock news there, just announced about half an hour ago, Barry, that was jockey Shane Cross, who was supposed to ride Galileo Chrome, and unfortunately contracted COVID-19 and actually won't be able to ride now for 14 days. He's a very much a young rider, this Shane Cross, and a very, very top class rider. So it's sad news for him, but unfortunately he'll miss the ride. I actually don't know who's going to replace him, but they're the big four in this race. I do think, though, that possibly Santiago, his run against Stradivarius was quite a good effort, and he might just be good enough back in his own age group to win this Mile and Six contest. It's a very, very good race, and I think Santiago could be another one for Frankie Dettori and Aidan O'Brien here.
Yeah, and I'm sure there'll be great scenes if that is the case in Doncaster tomorrow, Martin. And here's where we put you on the spot, as we do each and every Friday here on Drive Time Sport. Best bets of the weekend.
Yeah, really cracking cards, and you can pick any amount of them. I'm going for one or two handicaps here. My horse may be a better price. It's a 2.35 at Leopardstown tomorrow. Build Me Up Buttercup. Fancy that a lot. I finished second race last year. Must have a good chance under Joey Sheridan for William Mullins. Doesn't always get her head in front as much as maybe you would like, but she certainly would be rock solid each way value around 5 or 6 to 1 in that 18-runner contest. I do think Peaceful can win the 3.10. Obviously, I fancy Gaia to win as well, of course, the big race, but I really wouldn't want to be tipping that one because he's favoured. But there's one in the last called Music to My Ears in the 5.50. Has a rock solid chance for Joseph Bryan and Wayne Lorden. Has run two very good races to Curragh all season. Sneaks in here off towards the bottom of the weights. I think this one is going to take plenty of beating. The current Sunday, as I already mentioned, I really fancy that one vice in the Blandford Stakes, the 2.35. I think this one is a very decent filly. And I'm going to take a chance and search for a song. I just think she's been overlooked somewhat. I think back up to Mile and Six tomorrow is just what she wants, and she could be a bit of value in the Irish St. Ledger.
Outstanding as always, Martin. Many thanks for joining us on the programme here today. We hope you have a great weekend and enjoy the racing.
Thank you much indeed, Barry. Mind yourself. We'll speak to you next week.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.